The Great Cat Conspiracy by Katie Davies.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Harry, of course. Thanks to Alan and Mum and Dad, and Vanita at Simon & Schuster. Chapter 1, Cat Conspiracy. This is a story about Tom and the cat lady and everything that happened when the new cat vanished. After it went missing, Mum said that me and Tom had to stop talking about the new cat and telling everyone how it had been kidnapped by the cat lady and all that. She said, "Anna, that's my name. You can't go around accusing old ladies and bandying words like conspiracy about, which you don't even understand." But like I told Tom, I did understand what a conspiracy was, because me and my friend Suzanne looked it up in my dictionary when we first heard there was one off Graham Roberts' Sunday school. And this is what it said. Conspiracy. Con-spir-a-cy. Noun. An evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret. Plot. And what the dictionary said was probably right, because ours wasn't the only cat that had vanished. Emma Hendry, in Mrs. Peter's class, couldn't find her cat either, and nor could Joe down the road's babysitter, Brian. And Graham Roberts said he had seen the cat lady kidnapping cats and taking them to her house himself. And he said, "with my very own eyes," and swore it was true on Mrs. Constantine's life. Mrs.